Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 27th. It'll be broadcast live from their auction studios in Hudson Oaks, Texas. You'll see it on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise will start at 7:30. The video auction, 8 a.m. Central Time on the 27th. 23,560 head on offer, 8,100 feeder steers, 4,200 feeder heifers, 9,300 weaned calves, as well as calves on cows, some beef dairy crosses, and bred stock as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. For more information, you can call 800-422-2117. Remember, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 27th. You don't want to miss it. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, as much as many hope cattle futures will find a bottom, it remains elusive. Prices did not suffer the losses that the feeder cattle did, but they failed to attract strong buyer interest yesterday. Box beef prices declined, with choice down $1.12, select down $1.47. As expected, feedlots wanted to sell cattle, and when packers floated steady bids, they took them. Limited trade took place in here in our part of the country at $137. Cash activity was not widespread, but could have been. Steady cash may be as good as it gets now that packers see the steady prices may get the job done, and then some, as packers continue to purchase for immediate slaughter and future delivery. There's nothing stopping the hog market. It was rising on its own demand and tightening supplies. Then Prop 12 came back into the limelight with a court in California suspending the enforcement of the law, which moves the enforcement of it back at least 6 months. Depending on when the Supreme Court decides, it may never be fully enforced, leaving business as usual. March Kansas City wheat's trading 12 and a quarter cents lower early today, falling back after a 41 and quarter cent gain over the past 2 days. The recent run-up in wheat prices has largely been about the possible conflict in Ukraine, which no one other than President Putin seems to know is real or not. March corn's trading about 3 cents lower early today, a quiet pullback after prices were turned back from Tuesday's high of 631. Corn prices have been nudged higher in 2022 by dry weather concerns in South America, and more recently by concerns over what might happen with Russian troops threatening Ukraine. Southern Brazil and Argentina have benefited from recent rains, but the forecast is about to turn drier. March soybeans are trading about a quarter penny lower early today, holding steady with $14, with light support from a small gain in soybean oil. Similar to corn, soybean prices have been pushed up near their highest prices of 2021 with support from dry weather. We'll check futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022, at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager at 507-437-7900. Also, check out our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. On the livestock futures, live cattle for February up 77, 137.10. April up 2 cents, 140.10. March feeder cattle down $1.40, 159.85. April down $1.10, 165.27. February hogs up 112, 87.45. Kansas City wheat, March up 16.5, 834.5. May up 16.25, 836.75. Chicago wheat, March up 17.5, 818. May's up 18.25, 822.25. March corn down a penny, 620. May's up 1 cent, 618.5, and the March soybeans up 4.25, 1407 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.